With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's getting harder for civilians in Gaza to find safe haven as the Israel-Hamas war expands.
Israel's military says its offensive has now expanded to every part of the Palestinian territory. Israel's already ordered more evacuations in the south of Gaza, crowded with displaced people who were told to move here for their safety. A UN official on the spot told the BBC that Palestinians are running out of places to go. In Khan Yunis, civilian casualties are overwhelming the local hospitals. Israel says it will now carry on fighting until its goals are met, while Hamas says it will only talk about releasing further Israeli hostages it holds if that's tied to a permanent ceasefire.
That's the BBC's Yolanda Nell. Congressional Democrats ramping up pressure on President Biden over the war.
As the administration urges Israeli and Hamas negotiators to restart ceasefire talks, President Biden is getting an earful from allies on Capitol Hill. Senator Bernie Sanders and a group of Democratic senators say they're done asking nicely for Israel to do more to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. They're demanding assurances from the Israeli government. At risk is the president's request for $14 billion in aid for the Jewish state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, efforts underway to recover the wreckage and remains of crew members from a U.S. Air Force Osprey aircraft that crashed last week off southwestern Japan. The aircraft with a crew of eight crashed during a Wednesday training mission. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claim responsibility for ballistic missile attacks on several commercial ships in the Red Sea. The Pentagon says a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense. On Wall Street, the Dow down 96 points, NASDAQ off 138. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are underway.
Officials in the city of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, are tacking about trying to fix a problem they started when they sent out a memo urging city workers to tone down their Christmas decorating in the name of diversity. The email suggested that whatever city employees do, they should not make any reference to the actual meaning of Christmas. A letter of warning from Liberty has prompted officials to do an about-face, allowing everyone to decorate as they wish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Islamic police in Nigeria are preventing young people from going to church. International Christian Concern reports that local Muslim leaders have decided to enforce Sharia law on Christians in their neighborhoods. Last week, Islamic police caught five girls heading for church and prevented them from attending. One of the girls tells ICC that the police threaten to kill the youngsters if they try to go to church again. The problem is especially bad in northern Nigeria. This is SRN News. Curriculum concerns in Maine.
Teachers are voicing skepticism about a proposal to update science education standards to incorporate teaching about genocide, eugenics, and the Holocaust. They say they have concerns about adequate teacher training and the nuanced nature of the material. The proposal states science has sometimes been used by those in power to oppress and abuse others, and that science education in the state should reflect that. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
We'll find out how the job market fared last month when the Labor Department releases the November employment report on Friday. Economists predict that non-farm employers added 175,000 jobs last month, and that would be up from the previous month when the economy added a modest 150,000 jobs. Analysts say October's job growth was solid enough to suggest that the economy does remain sturdy, many companies still looking to grow their payrolls. More details, SRNnews.com.